again, thank you for joining us with this last powerful connection of Hanukkah. And I had the thought of miracles really all day today. It's been quite a busy time in our house. We have a chocolate lab who likes to get into all kinds of things that he shouldn't. He's still a very young dog, and he saw something pink and fluffy and thought it looked good to eat, and it was not. It was poison. So we had to have a trip to the ER, and he had to get his stomach pumped, and we found other things that he ate that he should not. It all came out of him like some of Abigail's little squishy toys. And also we've had a stomach bug go through our house. And anyway, in those moments, you stop and think, wow, you know, I really appreciate the times where things are calm in the house, where we're not really challenged, or there aren't those times where we have to step up. And, you know, you really appreciate the times where it's all easy kind of going and in flow. But for me, in those times where it's really chaotic and it requires you to have certainty and to remove doubt and fear, those are the times where I really awaken appreciation. And I realize that the appreciation is really for the miracle of each day that we get to live, that we get to live with peace and harmony and joy and not those challenging times. And so really what I think I'm asking for is to keep that consciousness of seeing the miracle of each day, seeing the miracle of each breath, of opening our eyes in the morning, of living a day without those kinds of chaotic challenges that come up. And I think this is a really good opportunity to do that and to live that and to breathe that essence. And it's our last opportunity in terms of Hanukkah to awaken such a powerful thing. But I think that if we ask for that now with this last lighting, that can stay with us through each and every day, and that we don't take the norm for granted, but that each and every single step of life is a beautiful and powerful miracle.